No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and I'm in here today with Ruby Rose. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm excited to be here. Like,
are you?
Yeah.
Really? You watch the podcast?
Of course.
Really? That's
I've
so cool.
I've seen some crazy interviews.
Do you not remember meeting me back in the day?
When?
You were hanging out with a friend of mine, and you came over to my house.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think anything of it. And then, like, a year later, you in the Bad and Bougie video, and I'm like, oh, my God,
really?
That girl
Wait,
sat on
who?
My couch.
Which friend?
Should I say?
Just say what letter it starts with.
X.
Oh, God.
That's going to mislead everyone.
I know. Look good. let them think that.
I don't know if you were, like, if you were just kicking it with them that day or what. I don't know anything else.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that was a fucking really weird coincidence.
Yeah, crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I've just been watching you do your thing. I'm like, that girl sat on my couch one time for, like, 20 minutes.
Damn. Thank you for remembering.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. You know, I do music.
Yeah, no, I know that that's your thing now.
Yeah, doesn't usually, you know.
That would be so good if I just agreed to do this interview and didn't know that.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, tell me about how you made this decision to sort of get into the music thing.
So, well, it's something I've always, like, wanted to do, but, like, was kind of scared to do. Hmm. I would, like, take pictures on Instagram and just be on Instagram, and I started is getting a following, but really, like, what made the first thing that really happened was my ex had a song, and he gave it to me.
Mm.
Like, and I was supposed to, I guess, just leak it.
And told you to, oh, he wanted you to leak it. Okay,
kinda.
I thought you meant he, wrote you a song.
No. He's on the song. It was my first song I ever put out.
And you're talking about Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called On Top, Young Ruby On Top.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on it, and I guess that was just, like, my first, like,
taste of making music.
Yeah.
Really? How'd you guys end up making a song together?
Well, he had done the song, and then, like, we broke up a while ago, and then, like, we met back up some month, like, in September, like, right before his birthday, right before I dropped the song, and, like, we talked about it, and I was just like, I'm gonna get on it, and he was like, okay.
He was like, I'm feeling your energy, get on this track, boo.
Yeah. Literally.
That's fire. Wait, so this doesn't overlap with his current relationship?
That's whatever.
Oh, so it's just a purely artistic
link-up? Yeah,
link
we're
up?
Not like that anymore. Purely artistic.
Okay, that's what's up. And so that just really, like, sparked the creativity?
Absolutely. But it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, I've dated rappers, and, like, I've been in the studio. Like, I wanted to do it, but I was scared to. But I'm getting old. I'm 21 now. So
old.
I have to 21. Live out.
21 is not old. Let the record show.
In this industry, I feel like it's old, kind of, because people be starting at, like, 16, 15.
That's harsh, dude.
No, you look great.
Okay. No, but I'm saying I it's not like I'm worried about me. I'm pretty sure I'm fine as a podcaster at 35, but just the idea that at 21 that a girl's, like, sort of getting
but
into
for
the,
women it's different. Men it's
that's crazy,
you know.
Yeah. Okay, let's go all the way back in time. Where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your upbringing.
I'm from Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wildcats.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Lexington, Kentucky. I lived there for most of my life. And then I lived in Switzerland, Geneva.
Really?
I speak French.
Oh.
All my mom's side of the family lives there. I'm Eritrean. And that's the same thing as Nipsey Hussle for those people who don't know what Eritrea is. It's the country next to Ethiopia.
Okay.
And then I moved to Atlanta my junior year of high school. And I've been living there since. I go to Georgia State. I'm about to graduate. It's my last year. I'm a senior.
Okay. And so were you always the cool girl in school and stuff, or is this like are you really like a little bit of a late bloomer?
I've always been
popular,
kind of
out and about.
I was a cheerleader.
Mm.
But yeah, so and now I'm here. Look at me. I'm No Jumper.
Wait, so how did your life change when you moved to Atlanta?
Like, I'm from Kentucky. Like, I was the only black girl, like, in my classes. So,
really?
Like, it was a huge culture shock. Loved being around black people, the culture. Rappers, celebrities at the mall, like, it's just it's different coming from a small city. Like, living in Atlanta now, everything's regular, and I'm sure living in LA, everything's regular to you, but, like,
yeah,
if you live in a small city, it's super cool.
Kentucky,
Lexington at that.
Yeah. So that was a slow way of life.
Definitely. Horses, barefoot.
So you moved to Atlanta, and how do you start meeting people, or, like, what were the early connections that you made?
Just Instagram. Like, I met with LVRN. They're like, that was the first people. I did a Rory music video. He's an old artist.
An old artist? He was on the freshman cover like 3 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago. I forget.
Go him. But he doesn't really, he's doing music now again. But that was like my first link up into the industry, I guess.
Okay. And so at first, were you just doing like cameos and videos and shit like that?
I've only done 3 music videos. Really? One didn't come out. It was with Young Thug. We'll talk about it later.
Oh.
But and then the Bad and Bougie and then Rory music video.
What level were you at in your life before the Bad and Bougie video came out? Did that like level you up like crazy? Because that video definitely has literally like billions of views, right?
Yeah, definitely. It did get me a lot of attention. And everybody, at one point, like I was known as that, but I'm bigger than Bad and Bougie. Mm. Just wait on it.
Well, that's good. It's a good platform.
Yeah. But it's still like a super like, and it's cool because I hadn't done any music videos. So for that to be like, I turned down a lot, but I loved the song when I first heard it.
Is that the name of the game as like a video girl that you have to like really pick your spots about what videos
definitely
to be in?
Definitely. I have to be the main girl. Mm. They know. Look at y'all see my friends. They're bad bitches.
No, yeah, I did notice you came with some heat.
Cuties.
Yeah.
Tens. Nines.
That's just what you gravitate towards?
Yeah, and they're bosses, and I just love them. They're good girls, so yeah.
Could you have like a real overweight girl in your squad, or does it not work?
Pardon? Excuse me, don't say that. Actually,
do you body shame, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
No, we love all types. Okay.
You don't got a type?
Yeah, okay. No type.
Good. That's very woke of you. Yeah, I was trying to catch you slipping there.
No,
it's not gonna happen.
Not bad bitches only. Everybody's included.
Everybody's bad in their own way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. Okay, so the Bad and Bougie video, did you feel like there was anything? Did it seem like it was going to be? I mean, I guess like Migos featuring Uzi seems like a big deal from the beginning.
No,
right?
Then they weren't even like they were still
Uzi
big.
Yeah, Uzi wasn't as big then.
But it like, and people hated Uzi's verse. Like it was a meme joke. Yeah.
Like, I know, that is so funny to think about.
So I just liked the song. I knew. Mm. I have the vision, I swear.
There you go. So was somebody like courting you, like really trying to get you to be in the video, or was it just like kind of, it just happened?
The casting director, Akini, ATL's talent, he just like hit me up. He always would tell me about me, you know, they shoot all the videos in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And he played this song, and I don't know, just the treatment was cool, so.
Right.
But yeah.
Definitely. So how'd you start dating Cardi? What happened with that?
So just like mutual friends really, but like we were friends first.
Okay.
And like, well, I was in high school and like, I remember the first time we met, cause we would talk through Twitter and like text and shit. But the first time we met, he came and picked me up from my mom's house and took me to like one of his shows in like downtown. And my mom was in Gwinnett. That's where the Migos are from.
And this is when he was still pretty underground.
Yeah. Like when he was with Awful Records.
Right.
Like,
this is old school. Cardi. Yeah. A lot of people don't remember that.
A lot of people don't, but
you're 21 now. Whatever.
Yeah. He's young too. He's only like 22.
Exactly. That's why I'm not gonna say. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So you guys went to a show together. What was that like? It was a really romantic first date.
No, it was cool. Like we were still friends then. Like he would always try and flirt with me, but I wasn't feeling him then yet. Like it wasn't until like a year into our friendship when we started getting freaky.
When he was like way more famous and
richer. He's still like
No, honestly,
he used to live with me, okay?
Really?
Yes. So let that be known.
But that's an important thing. The world needs nice women to let struggling up-and-coming rappers stay on their couch.
Yeah. But he's from a good family. He just chose to, like,
hit the
knows?
Streets.
Yeah.
Hop off the Porsche.
Literally.
I got you. So you never thought about making music throughout the relationship until this later
No,
link
it's
up?
Something I've always wanted to do. Mm. Like, it was, you know, you just have to, as a woman, you have to just stay in your place and, like, he didn't want me to I used to DJ. I couldn't DJ anymore.
Really?
And but my plan was to like DJ and then become an artist. But
so it became a controlling relationship?
No, you know, that's just how guys are though.
Mm.
And like,
if my girl wanted to be a DJ, I'd be like, girl, go get it.
Really? But maybe I wasn't good and he was embarrassed. Maybe it was that.
But isn't DJing like literally just playing a file on your computer? You don't have to do anything.
No, I don't know.
If you don't want it. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of DJs out there. Doing
you know,
all kinds
like,
of shit.
Sometimes, I don't know. Who
scratching.
Knows?
You probably weren't scratching, though, right?
I only had one performance. It was at A3C, and I bombed it, but the sound.
It was bad?
There was some technical difficulties, so
oh
I'm not going to blame it all on me.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That must have hurt your pride a little bit.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's okay.
That's crazy. Tell me the story about this Young Thug video that didn't come out.
Okay, so it was so cute. I was my freshman year of college. Young Thug, still my favorite artist today. Super hyped moment for me.
What's up with the helicopters? They must know you're here. Is that your security?
Yeah. how did it? Oh, yeah. His videographer, BLB, had reached out to me, and I did the video. And, like, but during, I don't know if I should, because me and her are cool now.
Air it out. This girl?
Yeah, you know Rico.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, we're cool now. That's my sis.
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
Jerrica?
Jerrica.
Okay.
At the time, I was young and dumb, and I should have chilled out.
What were you doing? You were all over him?
No, not at all. The only thing I did, I was a fan. I still am a huge fan. I posted a picture of him on Twitter saying, bae as fuck. That was the only mistake I made.
That doesn't seem that bad.
I know, but I was dumb and young. But yeah, she took it the wrong way. She was already upset about me being in the video. Like, when I, when we were during the shoot, like, he answered her call and put it on speaker, and she was like, literally.
She said your name, like, fuck this Ruby Rose bitch. What the fuck is wrong with
something. I don't know. He just, like, was cussing at her, and then it was, like, weird. Like, it was, like, we recorded for, like, 5 days. Like, so there was, like, I don't know. It was weird. But anyways, long story short, the video didn't come out.
We fought on Twitter
and he cussed.
You and her?
Yeah, me and her. And then he said mean things to me too, and he was pushing up on me.
What did he say?
He was, I don't know if I should be digging this up.
Yes, you should. You already
but
did.
But I know, I did. He was just like saying something like, I would never, I don't know, just like saying a lot, like pretty much saying he would never talk to a girl like me, but, or not even a girl, like, I don't remember what it was. He just was defending her.
I don't know if he should be in that relationship. I'm going to be honest with you. It seems kind of like, if you're a rapper, how are you dating a girl who's worried about the girls in the music video? Aside from the fact that
I was like that. That's how girlfriends are.
Yeah.
You're like that. It's like that.
Nah, but my girl knows that she can't be like tripping about some stupid shit, because I'll just like, I'm not.
Because you're probably a respectful man and don't fuck the girls in your interviews.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you.
They be fucking girls. So I understand completely. I'm like that too.
You ever fall into that?
Fuck no. I've only done the.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Videos.
I mean, like, Takeoff wasn't even in the video. We don't know what he was doing.
No, he was. Y'all didn't watch.
Oh, he
watch.
Was in the video, but he didn't rap. Watch. Yeah. Do you actually eat anything while you were in that fast food restaurant?
Yes, I did the noodles.
Oh, there you go.
And champagne.
Nice. There it is. So when you finally decided to, like, actually start going with the music thing, what kind of path did you take with it? Like, because I know you're signed to L.A. Reid now.
Yes.
How did you, like, go from just having one verse on one song to getting to that point?
Bro, it's so great. Like, I still, like, and sometimes, like, in disbelief about, like, how this shit really happened, because, like, you know, girls who already have followings on Instagram, just, like, so many girls are trying to, like, start doing music and stuff, so, like, there was already just so much shit talking, like,
Cardi inspired a whole generation.
Yes, literally.
Girls who are hot on Instagram to start rapping.
And like, people were like putting me in that cat. I always like, but anyway, so I don't know. I just like would go to the studio with everybody, like, wanted to work with me. Like, so I just have been, I would go to the studio and just record. And for some reason, this one stuck.
So you felt like people were real enthusiastic about it, like, right away? Like, you just didn't really have that much of a hard time on convincing people that you were for real?
Like, I would go, like, I was dead ass going to the studio, like, every day. Like, other people's studios every day. So they knew, like, I was serious about it. Or the people who I was working with knew I was serious about it.
Right.
So, like, there was other, like, people who don't know what I'm doing on a daily basis. Those people who, like, doubted me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. I understand it. But y'all are, like, Big Mouth is just even, like, that's just, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm like, I have to get my thoughts together. I'm bad at speaking. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Okay. You're doing great. Don't worry.
What are we talking about?
Just in terms of, like, getting the whole, like, you were going to the studio with everybody.
Yeah.
And how did you start to, like, when you first got on tracks, did you just not know what to do? Or what was your mentality?
Like, at first, they would just, like, throw me in, and like I would listen to the beat and try and write something on my phone. And then I realized that wasn't for me. Uh-huh. I'm not a freestyler.
Okay.
I know that. So now I like go in more strategic. I like know what beats I'm going in with and like have something written to it.
Uh-huh.
And like, or sometimes I might like just try and get a flow and then fill in the words after, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But
the freestyle thing, that didn't work out for you? You were trying to do the Young Thug thing and just sort of go off the dome, and
no,
it was tough?
It's not me.
Yeah.
I have a bad memory.
That's what's up. Okay, and so then did you do a bunch of label meetings or?
So listen, Big Mouth, like, so I posted the snippet of me in the studio and at Doppler. And what happened? Oh yeah, it went viral as shit on Twitter, Instagram, like it went crazy. And every, like, my email just went crazy. Like, so many, like, literally every label emailed me asking to set up, like, every A&R from every label, deadass, was in my emails. And I was gonna go meet, I'm not gonna say who I was gonna meet with, but pretty much this, my friend, he's a promoter in Atlanta, his name's like, I don't know, his name's not important. And anyways, he put me on with this other guy named TA. They took me to Ellie Reed. He was the first one to buy my flight for me and my manager at the time, who I didn't work with. So they were the first one to like really make it happen and like, or just like fly me out really. And then, but then when I talked with them, it just made the most sense. I didn't take any other meetings. I got my deal. I got my check and my life has changed in every aspect.
How has your life changed?
Just like, one, I'm rich to compared to what I used to be.
Right.
And then it's like, I'm doing what I want to do every day. Like it's just so crazy.
Really? Your life's changed that much? So you didn't have that much money before?
Like, I always say this, I never had more than $10,000 at one time in my account.
That's an interesting standard, because I bet there's a lot of people out there that would agree with that. But then if you have like $10,000, you don't feel rich, but you feel like, all right, I'm doing all right.
Yeah,
I'm going to be okay. That's good.
Yeah.
But you can't go wild out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been wilding out. Like, I gave my mom $10,000, even though it's not, this is just my first deal off one song, a single. I just did a single deal. I'm about to do my next deal. I have a mix. Actually, I'll just. But yeah, it's just awesome. Like, being able to do for my friends and my family and like myself. Like, look at this.
The Balenciaga bag.
This isn't me. Like, I've always like seen girls on Instagram, and wanted all that shit. Like, Jerica used to call. I was hashtag Dusty Feet because I used to wear a pair of Adidas, like classic 3-stripe Adidas. Like,
she called you that?
Yeah, and it was like, and I was like known that like I was a cute girl but couldn't dress and like. So now it's just like, I'm like leveling up.
Well, you just didn't have a shoe sponsor. I mean, yeah. We know who's buying her shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
You never had a dude wilding out and buying you crazy purses and all that shit?
No, like, I'm the type of person, now I'm not like that anymore. And I don't even need it. But like, I used to like be the one to like turn down gifts. Like, I never would like want them to even pay for my food, which is so, like, my mom is so African and like taught me never to like take stuff from guys. But now, city girls, hot girl summer.
Yeah, right. Now that's the new wave, right?
You paying for this.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah.
That's like the privilege of being a hot girl. It's like, buy me all kinds of expensive shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How could you not?
How
else are they going to prove that they're really interested?
Exactly. But also now, like, but I don't even want to talk to guys right now. That's not my focus. But I'm in the position where, like, they have to do for me because I'm going to do for them. Like, I'm very giving. I love to give.
Right.
Love to give.
Yeah. And you're bringing more to the situation, chances are, too.
Exactly.
So you're not seeing anyone right now?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Why?
Just because, like, niggas are just... I just have had been really bad experiences, like, as of late. And, well, actually, no. The last time I had sex was spring break, and it was just a really bad experience. And
really?
I just have been thrown off. Like, I'm lonely. I do want a boyfriend. I talk about it. But I'm so focused, and, like, I've gotten so much done in this amount of time, and I know it's because I've left niggas alone.
Spring break was a new experience that went terrible? Or it was just some regular
shit? No, it was
just,
it was regular. It was just like, it showed me like, what the fuck, Ruby? Gotta leave these niggas alone.
I mean, it can be hard to balance having like a really active dating social life with like being really active with your career, I feel like.
Yeah, and niggas just like don't want you to shine.
Yeah.
Truthfully, or at least the guys that I encounter, maybe it's me.
They just
maybe
get too competitive. Well, yeah, but you also go for these, like, upper echelon-ass dudes that are the types of dudes that are, like, super competitive. Like, you kind of have to be super competitive to be a really, really popular rapper.
Yeah. But that's not even, yeah, I'm
you
not
have,
even,
like, a crisis, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, fuck it, though. I don't know.
I was watching the DJ Small Eyes interview, which was kind of weird, I'm not going to lie.
Which, I was high as fuck.
Really? You're not high right now?
I smoked, but this weed I got out here, I don't know. It's
really?
Wedding cake.
It's not good. I got some weed. You want to roll it up?
In a second.
Okay.
Anyways, like, what are you
No,
say?
You're right. You probably would get weird.
Yeah.
No, I just
Wait,
thought,
why was it weird?
Because
people were
he's
saying
just
it sounded like
you,
a porn. Like.
Yeah, it did. So and it's like, no disrespect to him, but that shit is just weird to me. Like, he's just very much like, so, like, when did you get your period for the first time? And it's just like,
No.
What the fuck?
Small Eyes is cool as fuck.
He's cool?
Chill.
Okay.
He's cool as fuck.
I don't want to be dissing him over and
no,
over.
You're
I just,
cool.
I keep interviewing girls where I watch them before I do the interview on his shit. And it's just like, so, have you ever thought about getting breast implants?
Because he's asking shit like that other people want to like.
Well, hear. He gets good titles out of it. I can't lie, because at the end of the day, it's like you kind of want
to
click.
Ruby Rose wonders if she has herpes. Like, you have to chill. That one
was that even a serious rumor or what?
Like, this gay nigga spread that, like, bro. I'm like.
So do you think that you might be hanging out with too many wild ass gay dudes?
They seem like they're causing problems for you. It was just one. It was one. It was that same one. Mm. Yeah.
Is this the same one that tried to air out Cardi and make it seem like he was gay? One. And that was all cap for the record?
That was all cap.
Okay. That's good. The people in the room are laughing.
Okay.
let me ask you this. Is it hard for you to listen to Iggy Azalea the same way now that she's dating your ex?
No. I never really listened to her music, but I do like her song with Tyga. It goes like, giddy, 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 giddy.
I don't remember.
Ass. Cash.
That sounds like all her songs, I'm going to be honest.
No.
Okay, so you fuck with her. Mm-hmm. Do you look at that relationship from the outside and be like, approve of it?
He don't. No, I'm kidding.
You don't think he loves it?
No, I'm kidding. He probably does.
They seem like they're fucking nuts over each other. Yeah. We see pictures of them out walking the dog together and they're looking terrible and shit.
Yeah.
That seems like love.
Let me
right?
see it right now. I never saw that picture. No.
I saw a picture of them walking the dog together and she had no makeup on. They just look. It totally looked like they were in a real relationship.
You saw it? Typically, people tag me in like all their shenanigans, so I thought I would see it. I think they might be engaged.
I think they are too. If they were just trying to look hot for TMZ, the photo would have looked very different. I think it looked like
like regular.
And he was like flipping off the camera in his pajamas or some shit.
Damn, I gotta see it. I'm gonna look after.
Yeah. Damn. So that doesn't make you feel some kind of way to like see like a guy like him just going for the Australian category? You don't like feel kind of jealous and be like, come
not
on,
jealous.
Stick with an African American from America.
No, I'd rather honestly, I don't even care. Like, actually, I do care. I'm not gonna lie, but I can't care anymore because I just can't care.
Right, you gotta just keep it moving.
I gotta keep it moving.
Yeah,
got to.
There you go.
If I was still with him, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So I have to think about it like that.
Was that where your mind state was at during the relationship, where you were kind of like, I can't excel past Ryan?
No,
you,
I wanted to be. I wanted to be. Actually, I don't know. I was just so in love. I was so in love.
Really? It'd be like that.
It'd be like that. Anyways.
Is it hard to kind of like get people to take you serious, given that you are just like you're known as a model and a video girl, and now you're doing the music thing? Do you feel like it's hard to make your fans like really get on board with the concept?
At first it was. When I like dropped my song after the song with Cardi, it was called Chicken. It was very mediocre. Mm. They took me as a joke, but then like really with Big Mouth, I feel like niggas take me serious and like see what I'm doing, see what I'm working with. Like I'd be with everybody, Hitmaker London, JR Rotem, like I'm working with like really reputable producers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's like one of those words you always read and you don't really have to think about how to say it.
Reputable.
Respect to you for trying it though. What was it about that song? How many songs did you make before you landed on Big Mouth and you were like, that's the one?
I'd be like starting songs and not finishing them. So like really I've like probably like 20 or 30, no, probably not 30, probably like 20 songs I've started. Mm-hmm. And then Big Mouth is probably number 7.
Okay.
And then Chicken was number 3.
Right.
Let's put it like that.
Did you have 3 phones before you got signed?
No, I only had like 1 or 2. No, I had 2 probably.
Okay. What the fuck are you doing with 3 phones?
Okay, so really, I typically only have 2, but look how fucked up this one is.
Oof, what the fuck is on there that you're holding on to?
Everything. And I just got this one yesterday, so I have to switch everything over. So typically I would only have 2.
Right. Does the red mean anything? There's a lot of bloods
in
Atlanta.
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course. And my name is Ruby Rose.
That too. Who put you on though?
My big homie?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, holy shit, this is gonna be the best conversation.
No. I mean, like, I don't want to say anybody's name in particular.
Right. You don't claim like a particular set or anything?
W135, Pyru, Whoop, Sulu Gang.
You said it like you just said it for the first time.
What? No. Not the first time.
All right, I'll leave it to the comments to figure out exactly what your gang affiliation is. I know this is like the question that every female rapper hates to be asked, but I got to do it. Nicki or Cardi, which one would you?
I'm going to say both.
There you go. Very but political.
Nicki has more years, has earned her stripes, and she's like a really, a true artist. But Cardi B is like an entertainer, but so is Nicki. Mm. So they're both lit.
They are both lit. I was just overseas.
Who do girls? Wait, what were you gonna say?
I was just overseas and just like
what part?
I was in England for this festival and Cardi was headlining it, and I went around and we were asking everybody who they were there to see, and it was like everyone said Cardi, to the point where it was like mind blowing. I'm like, wow, like they probably didn't have to book anyone else.
Cardi B's the hottest right now for sure.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is. It's kind of scary. Are you gonna hop on Old Town Road remix? No.
Nah.
You're not gonna do it. But you're from Kentucky. You might have some of that swag in you.
Yeah. He's done too many remixes of it. And like the Billy Ray Cyrus one is too legendary. I don't even want to test. I can't compete.
That's a fact. How do you feel about like the whole, sort of like there's a moment in hip hop going on right now. There's a shitload of female rappers who are doing good for themselves and was never like really who? Like this before. Megan.
Who else?
Rico Nasty.
Who else?
Tierra Whack.
Who else?
You're gonna make me sit here all day. Dreezy's popping.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I could.
You're right.
You know, it's not. You know, there's a lot. How do you feel about it though? Do you feel like this is the moment, or do you feel absolutely. Like competitive? Or are you just happy to see all these girls getting their shine?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that it should be more. My favorites are Megan, Tierra Whack. I fucking love Tierra Whack. I can't believe I keep forgetting that Rico Nasty is a rapper because her music is just so like different. It's like
right.
I love it though.
They all three basically like won their cyphers, if you ask me.
Definitely.
They all rap the best out of each group, which is crazy.
Tierra was on the XXL freestyle?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was the last one that came out. Her, Roddy Ricch, and Blueface, maybe? I forget who else. No, dang. Corday, maybe? I forget. But either way, like they all went crazy. Like they didn't have to go that hard.
Yeah.
One of them could have sucked, right? But they all went crazy.
Yeah. For sure. I hope I can. Do you think they're really freestyles?
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. It's not really freestyles. No.
And they make you do it a bunch of times, too. So
really? You get more than one take?
I think you don't know what take they're going to use.
Oh, God.
Because I've heard from people who told me they went in there and did three different verses, and they didn't know which one was going to come out till the day of the thing.
Damn.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Do you aspire as the XXL list something that you're, like, thinking
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. I want to do all that. I want to do all of it.
Facts. Do you got any other, like, big career plans on the way? You mentioned mixtape earlier, but then you like didn't finish saying
yeah it. No, maybe not mix. They don't want to call it a mixtape, but I want to call it a mixtape because I haven't done this. Is like I've never had a mixtape, but they want to say album. That's scary.
It's a lot of pressure.
I like mixtape.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be coming fall. I have a song dropping August 30th. It's so hard.
Another single.
Yes.
When is the video for Big Mouth
going to drop? Bro, so listen, we shot the video in Atlanta. It wasn't it.
Really? So you had to reshoot it?
We're reshooting it in LA Wednesday. Lynn, my boo Lynn, got it.
Nice. What's the concept for the video?
I don't even want to tell because it's so crazy. I literally thought of it in the car.
Really?
I thought of it in the car. Pardon?
Oh, we should premiere it. Yeah, of course. Let's do it. Yeah.
No, it's so like, bro, no bitch or nigga has done this yet in a music video.
Really?
On God.
Wow. I can't wait. Birdman hand rub.
Yeah.
CMB. Okay. So a lot to look forward to. I'm excited. Proud of you.
Thank you. Truly?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's going to be a big year.
Thank you.
Hopefully nobody wants to fight us after this podcast.
I know. It's too late.
We're gangsters. We'll be all right.
Yeah, we're all right.
All right. Hey, Ruby Rose, No Jumper. Oh, I forgot to ask you. This is the last question.
Okay.
How annoying is it having the same name as somebody who's like a very famous actress?
It is.
Yeah, you hear about that every day.
Yeah, but it's okay. She's beautiful, and I love everything she does. So.
And you guys are in very different lanes of society, too.
Definitely.
Like, a lot of people who fuck with you probably never even heard of her. And literally. A lot of people who fuck with her never heard of you.
Yeah, but no, I think everybody knows. She's pretty internationally known. Everybody knows Ruby Rose.
I just don't watch movies. I don't know shit about any famous women.
Orange is the New Black bitches went crazy over her. There was like a gay phase.
Yeah, I watched the first season of that. Was she on the first season?
I don't remember. I didn't see the episode where she was on it, but
whatever. Free all those girls on Orange is the New Black, my favorite reality show. Yep. All right.
Free JT.
Free her too. and stop shooting at the other one.
Yeah, that's crazy. She's pregnant and beautiful.
You ever had somebody shoot at you?
No.
Hopefully that doesn't
actually
happen anytime
yes,
soon.
Really? Cardi.
Cardi shot at you.
It wasn't serious, though, I don't think.
It wasn't serious, but he actually shot at you?
I was with my... It was a crazy day. We'll talk about it on the next
episode. Sounds like a crazy day. You might be talking to the cops about that. All right. Ruby Rose, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Bow. Like, comment, and subscribe. Slat also.
Slat. 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 Slat.